From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, rescue workers in California search for survivors after heavy rains caused a hillside to collapse, destroying several homes and burying residents. But first, President Bush today announced his new pick to head the Department of Homeland Security. Michael Chertoff is a federal appeals court judge and a former top official in the Justice Department. If confirmed, he would succeed Tom Ridge. When Chertoff served under Attorney General John Ashcroft, he played a major role in creating the legal strategy for dealing with terrorism after 9/11. And at today's White House ceremony, the president called Chertoff a devoted public servant.
In his stellar career, he has been a judge on the United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. He's been an Assistant Attorney General of the United States. He's been the U.S. Attorney for New Jersey, a federal prosecutor in New York City, and a law clerk to Supreme Court Justice William Brennan.
Joining us now to discuss the new nominee is NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne. And Don, although he's not exactly a household name, Chertoff has had a long career in public service, as the president said. And so it seems the president seems to be looking here for a proven commodity.
That's right. Someone with a track record in Washington and also someone who might be a safe choice for the job. And by safe, I mean no surprises. The general public may not know Chertoff that well. They may not know him at all. Many people hearing his name for the first time, really. But he sits on the federal bench. He held an important job running the criminal division of the Justice Department under John Ashcroft. As a prosecutor, he was considered very skilled and tough and smart. And he's certainly a surprise choice. No leaks on this one out of the White House. His was not among the names that were going around in recent weeks, people that would include Asa Hutchison, for example, who's the current Undersecretary of Homeland Security, or Frances Townsend, who is the president's personal Homeland Security advisor. She's not at the department, but she works within the White House. So Chertoff's name seemed to come out of the blue.
And the president also noted today that Chertoff has already been through the Senate confirmation process.
Yes, it took him less than a minute to note that Chertoff has been confirmed three times by the Senate. He is a federal appeals judge, a highly sensitive position, confirmed by the Senate. Those are some of the toughest confirmation processes, as anybody who follows the Senate knows. He's also been a top official at the Justice Department. He knows the Senate's politics, and he's been through some very thorough vetting by the FBI and by other elements within the justice system. So this is not a nomination that is likely to run into any kind of confirmation problems.
As the previous nominee, Bernard Kerik, did.
Bernard Kerik, absolutely bad memories for the White House in that nomination. It has been 1 month since Kerik took his name out of the running to be the new Secretary of Homeland Security. He took his name out of the running because of a problem with non-payment of taxes on a domestic employee who may also have been in the country illegally. Amazingly, the White House seems not to have known about Kerik's nanny problem or about some of his other financial arrangements and personal issues. He was nominated, some say, because he would have brought some star power and a reminder of 9/11 to the job of Homeland Security. The president does want this to be a high-profile job. Chertoff will not come into the job as such a familiar public figure. But after Kerik, that likely seems a good thing to the White House right now.
And here's a little bit of what the nominee, Michael Chertoff, had to say today at the ceremony.
If confirmed, I pledge to devote all my energy to promoting our homeland security and, as important, to preserving our fundamental liberties.
And that's Michael Chertoff at today's ceremony at the White House. And thank you, Don, for that. NPR's White House correspondent, Don Gagne.
All right.